Okay, today's daf Kuf Gimel. We're on Kuf Beis and Mid Beis. We already did the Mishnah. Don't have to repeat the Mishnah. It's not a hard Mishnah. The first Amud has nothing to do with the Mishnah anyway. No, it doesn't. It'll come back. You'll see. So the Gemara starts off quoting a Mishnah that says Erechin. Ready? It's Nan Hasam. We learned over there. Was there? In Erechin. Hamatish Sadehu Bishas Yovel. If somebody's Matish his field in the times of Yovel. Okay? Now, the halacha was two types of fields you could have. You could have a field that you inherited, an ancestral field, or you could have stama field that you bought. If you matish stama field, the halacha, and now you want to redeem it, the halacha was, you redeem it at whatever its value is. We're not talking about the extra chomesh, that's a separate thing. You redeem it at whatever its value is. If it was an ancestral field, you do not redeem it at its value. What? How do you redeem it? The Torah says. The Torah says that you pay a shekel, the standard size is a amount of land, the Pasuk says. Where's that Pasuk? The Pasuk is the Im Haya Steachuza, it's a Steachuza, it's an ancestral field. Then the Im Misteachuza, Yaktish Ish Lashem, person donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Haya, Erkacha, its value, is Lifi Zaro Zera Chomer Seorim, the amount of space that you can plant a Chomer of Seorim, which by the way is the base core, which is 30 Sa, B'chamishim Shekel Kesef, 50 Shekel Kesef, okay, which basically is a Shekel a year, there's a home for 50 years, because at Yovel it goes back anyway. So really, you only donated it till Yovel, and now you want to redeem it till Yovel. Because Yovel, anyway, you were going to get it back. So it's 50 shekel, so the Gemara assumes it's a shekel per year. What about the 50th year? The whole discussion, you really give it a little bit more, because we had the Gemara said you have to pay the money changer fee, because the basic figure doesn't take certain currencies. Okay, whatever it is. So it's basically a shekel a year for 50 years. That's the value. Now, that is the core value, and then it adjusts. If it's double the size, you pay double. Half the size, you pay half. That's the rate. Why? That's what the Torah says. That's not. I don't know how that works in terms of, is it really value? Is that a fair market value? Is it not? I don't know. Torah says that's the amount. Nothing to discuss. That's what the Torah says. Okay? So this only applies during Yovel. Mishas Yovel. It only applies during Yovel. Look at the first Rosh Bam. Bizman she Yovel Noheg. It's a time when Yovel is Noheg. That's what the Gemara means when it says Bishas Yovel. When Yovel's Noheg. De ilu Bizman she in a Yovel Noheg. Is if it's a time when Yovel's not Noheg. Tanan, Be'erachin, we learn. Denifta Bishvuyov. Then no, if there's no Yovel, then you redeem it at its value. Market value.
Why are you being marketed
if
no Yovel?
Yovel doesn't do the base of Mikdash. Second base of Mikdash, there's no Yovel. No. So if there's no Yovel, then you redeem it at the market price. Just like an Aris Deachuzah, a regular field. That's the halacha. The Kinnan, HaMakdash Adeo B'Shah She'en Yovel Noheg. If somebody's Makdash a field where there is no Yovel, Omer Lo Es Pesach HaRishon, fine. U'Makdash Deachuzah B'Tchilat Yovel Mayri. We're talking about a guy who's Makdash at the beginning of Yovel. V'Lo Garsina B'Shnas Yovel. It's not the Yovel year itself. The Meplugza, the Amaroi, he be Erechin. That's a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. What if you're Makdish the field during Yovel? Then what happens? Right? What's halacha then? Makdish during Yovel. Hamakdish Tadeo Bashas Yovel, Atma, it's a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Look at the top Tosvos, not the top Tosvos, second Tosvos. Hamakdish Tadehu, right? Hamakdish Tadehu, you see that? Interesting Tosvos, very interesting. Pirish Bekuntris, that doesn't mean Rashi, because there is no Rashi. It means the Rashbam. Pirish Bekuntris, the Rashbam over here explains, Delo Garsina Bishnas Yovel, right? It's not the Yovel year itself. The Bishnas Yovel Atma, because in the Yovel year itself, what happens if you redeem, if you donate something you want to redeem it in the Yovel year itself, what do you pay? You pay nothing, you pay every... That's Pligi Ba Ravu Shmuel Perakim Makdishin. That's right in Machlokos over there in Erechim between Rav and Shmuel. So how could the Mishnah here, how could it mean here, Tanan Hossam, Hamakdash Shadeo Bishas Yovel. It can't mean Bishnas Yovel, because then there would be no Machloka. How could Shmuel argue on a Mishnah? How could Rav, they can't argue on a Mishnah? So it must be Bishas Yovel. Umihu says Tosfos, I beg to differ with the Rashbam. Rov Sfarim Garcin and Hossam Beseder HaMishneh Bishnasa Yovel. Most Mishnayis do have the Girsa of Bishnas Yovel. Not Bishas Yovel, when Yovel's no Hague in his general, Bishnas in Yovel year itself. It's my Machlokas, I don't worry about it. Right? So says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, the Bishnas Yovel, the Yovel year, is Mashma Shapir Shana Sha'achar HaYovel. It's a year after Yovel. When it says Shnas Yovel, it means the year number one. V'lo Shnas Chamishim Mamish. Not the 50th year. No, of course not. There's a machlokas about that. There's no Mishnayis about that. V'delo Ketoni V'Shnas HaYovel Atma. It doesn't say Yovel Atma. V'Shnas Yovel Atma. What does it say? V'Shnas Yovel. What does that mean? Year number one. K'dikamar Pulte Rav Shmuel. Right? But that, then you have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What do you do on the 50th year? Listen to this Tosfos. Afal Gaf Tziv. Bishnas HaYovel Yashav HaSadeh. Even though it says in the Torah the words Bishnas HaYovel, what are you telling me? That means year number one? Can't mean. It means year number 50. Bishnas HaYovel, in the Yovel year, everything goes back. So the Torah itself uses the words Bishnas HaYovel, meaning year number 50. So how can the Torah use a phrase meaning one thing, and the Mishnayos use a phrase meaning something else? When the Torah says the words Bishnas HaYovel, it means year number 50. When the Gemara uses it, it means year number 1. How could that be? This is not a problem. You have it all the time. V'yish Hasam Al Karchach Bishnas HaYovel Atma Yesh L'chalik. Of course, when it says over here Bishnas HaYovel, it means year number 1. T'loshen Torah L'chud. Don't bring me a riot from what the Torah uses. Why? D'kra Lav Urche L'kasav Atma. Because the Torah doesn't write the word Atma. That's not the Torah's derech. Shnas chivishim atma. That's the Torah doesn't write like that. V'hasam nami yolof rav midichsiv v'yem shnas hayovel u'shnas hayovel b'chlal. 50th year means year number 50. That's exactly why Rav holds that in the 50th year the din is X. V'parach le Shmuel, and Shmuel asks him miksiv mishnas hayovel. You have to change that girsa there. That girsa gets changed to read Miksiv Bishnas HaYovel. Doesn't say Bishnas HaYovel, right? It says Shmuel has a kash on him, and they have a machlokas. Says Tosfos, no. The Torah uses the same exact words, means one thing. The Mishnayos use the same exact words, means something totally different. Is that such a problem? No, not a problem at all. Right? You can have such a thing. Interesting. Very interesting. So what are we talking about over here? Everyone agrees this. Our discussion is not on Yovel itself, but it's when Yovel's no Haig, you want to redeem it back, right? So, Hamakta Shadeo Bishas Hayovel. By the way, what is the criteria for having Yovel? Like, why can't you have? Why would there not be Yovel? Why would you not have Yovel? What's wrong with Yovel? Shmita, you have Shmita today. So you not have Yovel? Especially second base of there was no Yovel. Even in the first base of already there was no Yovel halfway through. Why not? What do you need to have Yovel? So the Rambam. It's the Rambam says that in order for Yovel to apply, you have to have Kol Yosheveha Ba'aretz. Most Jews have to live in the land. Second, maybe they didn't have that anymore. Once the 10 tribes were taken, you didn't have that either. So there's no Yovel. You have to have what? Having both Jews live in the Israel, right? It's coming closer now. It's not going to affect Yovel anyway. It's not going to affect Yovel. It's going to affect Shemitah. The rules of Shemitah will change. What? Torah is going to change. The rules of Shemitah are going to change. If Rove Jews live in Israel, the rules of Shemitah are going to change. But Yovel, you need Beit HaMikdash, you need other things. But that's why Yovel, yes, Beit HaMikdash, beautiful Beit HaMikdash standing there. It's no Yovel. Because most Jews do not live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, so, again, San Hassan. Hamakdish Tadehu B'Shas Yovel. Somebody donates land during when Yovel's Nohig. No sin lo, lebayis, now you want to redeem it. So what do you give the Beit HaMikdash? Zera Chomer Seorim, the amount, the size of a base core, Chamishim Shekel Kesef, for 50 shekel. That's the price, plus the fifth, whatever, we're not talking about the fifth. What about Hayusham Nekaim Amukim Yudvachim O Slam Gavon Yudvachim? What about if you have holes 10 tvachim deep, or rocks 10 tvachim high? That's why this is here. Because that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that if I sell you land And, right, our Mishnah said, I'm selling you a piece of land, and there's a hole 10 tefachim deep, or a rock 10 tefachim high. That's not included in the sale. Right? Why? Because you can't do anything with it. What are we doing with a rock 20 feet high in the middle of the land? Can't do anything. That's not included. So now, right? That's what we said. So if I donate a land to the Beis HaMikdash, and now I want to redeem it, I pay the price of 50 shekel for a base core. That's the price. Now, what size is my land? Make that cheshbon. 50 equals base core. Now, what's the size of my land? And you make the ratio. And that's what you pay. What about if there's a hole 10 tefachim deep or a rock 10 tefachim high? Now, when I donated it, it's not a shiloh. What's the difference? The Beis HaMikdash do whatever they want with it. Right? So it has a rock. It's a big deal. There's no shiloh when I donate. Only shiloh is when I'm going to get it back. Right? So that has a rock 10 tefachim high or a hole 10 tefachim deep. Now what do you do? So, ein nibdadin ima. It does not become included in this. Ein nibdadin ima. It doesn't become included. What does that mean? It doesn't become included? Look at the Rashbam. It doesn't become included for this rigid ratio of how much it costs to redeem the land, which is 50 shekel for a base core. It's not included in that base core. Why? It's like its own field. It's chashuv like its own field. You can't plant here. We're going to say that you can't plant here. We're going to say in a minute that it's full of water. Rock, for sure can't plant on a rock. And I have a hole, so plant in the hole. He says, no, it's full of water. There's nothing I can do with it. So it's chashuv b'fnei atmo. That area is redeemed on its value. How much would somebody pay to have a hole in their land? How much would somebody pay to have a rock? Regular price. When it comes to the ancestral land, it makes no difference if it's good land, bad land, chashuv. That doesn't make a difference. What's the price? 50 shekel for a base core. That's the price. Makes no difference what kind of land it is. Like I said, I don't know if it's at the market price. I have no idea. Makes no difference. When it comes to this, rocks and other things, that already is off the table. That you're going to redeem at the going rate. What's the going rate for that? Whatever it is, that's what you're going to redeem. The rocks. So if you remove all the rocks, you still have a base core, you pay 50 shekel. The rocks, whatever they're worth, separately, completely separately. Ein nimdadin ima. Pachas mikan, if it's less than that, I have a little rock, everyone has a rock, less than that, then nimdadin ima. Then it's included in the base core equals 50 shekel ratio. Then it's included if it's so small. Asks the Gemara, the Amai, why? Why are you redeeming these rocks at a different rate? Why? Lekadshu ba'anpe nafshayhu. Why? The machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosafot, what this question means. Why can't you redeem the land at the price of the ancestral price? Why not? Why not? So it's a rock. So what? So what? Look at the Rashbam. First of all, go to the second skinny line in the Rashbam. Second skinny line. You see what second skinny line in the Rashbam? Way up on top? V'lekel ha-meimar. V'lekel ha-meimar. Don't tell me. Don't tell me that when it says it's not included, that means it was never Kodesh. That you never were Makdish it. Don't tell me that. Ditnan, Bishilhi, because we learned already, Hamocher es Habayis, Hamakdish es Hasadeh, Hikdish es Kulon. You donate a field to the Beis HaMikdash, everything goes. Afilu Bor, Gas, Kolshkein Nekom Islam. So don't tell me it's not Kodesh. That's for sure, don't tell me that. It is Kodesh. But what? It's going to be redeemed at a different price. It's a different cheshbon. Different cheshbon. It's going to be redeemed at a different cheshbon. Tell me why. Why is it redeemed at a cheshbon? Why?
Hekesh always wins.
No, it's not a question of winning.
What's in here? Because if you're giving the exact size...
By the way, Hekesh is going to lose here.
That's the first.
Because you know why? Because a rock is probably worth zero.
Yeah, but when we give over a regular field, you're including all that stuff inside, which is what the question is.
Right.
Okay, but Hekdesh, when you're giving to Hekdesh, you're giving exactly the amount.
Right.
So Hector's, you have to deduct always. That's how Hector's always wins. You have to deduct those little things that are not counted towards Hector's.
Okay, right. I understand what you're saying. So look at Amai. Amai einim dodgin ima liftas lefi cheshbon. Why not? Lekachu ba'an pei nafshayu. Why can't they be makdish with the same rate? Look at the Rashbam of lekachu ba'an pei nafshayu. At the very end of that Rashbam, it's so the third line at the end is v'amai. See v'amai? V'amai katoni. Why did the Brisa say? Why did the Mishnah say einim dodgin? It's not included. The mashma klal klal einim kedushas Torah steachuza. It doesn't have the din of a steachuza. Ella kedushas damim liftos b'shvuyim. It's regular kodesh that you redeem whatever it's worth. Steachuza has a unique halacha. We don't care how much it's worth. You're redeeming it at 50 shekel per base core. That's the amount. Whether it's worth a million shekel or whether it's worth 2 shekel, makes no difference. 50 shekel. Everything else that you donate, you redeem at its value. Whatever it's, I donate a chair, and I want to redeem the chair. How much is the chair worth? I pay that price. And plus a fifth. We're not discussing the fifth. So why is this rock? It's a field. It's an ancestral field. I yarshened it from Yeshua ben Nun. Why am I not redeeming it at that price? Why not? Says the Gemara. V'chi tema. What do you want to tell me? Kivon. By the way, Tosus asks on the Rashbam. Rashbam is dead wrong. Because look at Tosafot Rashbam, Pirush Rashbam, Hamakdash Shtei Sados, Shiyachal Liftos Zeh Below Zeh. Really, it's 2 fields, right? That's basically what the Rashbam is saying. It's 2 fields. One field is everything but the rocks and the holes, and the other field is the rocks and the holes, right? So it says Tosafot that ain't really that can be pshat. Dim Kain, Afilu Sota Echad Yachal Liftos Chetiv Lofi Cheshbon Beis Zera Chomer Orim Zeh Achuza Omar Perakam with the Kedushin. Wait a minute, even a regular field you could do that. A regular field, you could redeem half of it. I could do that if I want. And he goes on to say that by houses there's a machlokas and there's gifts. By houses maybe there's a machlokas if you could redeem half a house. But a field, everyone holds you could redeem half a field. Right? So what's Rashi talking about? So the Ritva says, those cases where you can redeem half the field, really, like he says, there's two possibilities what the Rashbam would hold about redeeming half a field. What it means is either I give you the, right now, there's 10 years left to Yovel. So I'll give you 5 years to redeem. I won't get the field back for another 5 years. Why? Because I didn't pay for 10 years. I'll give you half the money now. I have the money. I just have a windfall. I have the money sitting. If I don't give the money back to get my field back, I'm going to blow the money. If I give it to the Beit HaMikdash, it's only 5 years worth. It's only 5 shekel. Right? So I'll wait 5 years. And then 5 years from now, then I get it back. Why? Because I gave you 5 shekel for 5 years. Right? That's what it means by being half. Right? That's what it means. Or the other case was that I only have, another possibility is, I give half the money now, and then Yovel, it won't go to the Kahanim. Not that I could do this. That's what they're arguing about. So, back to the Gemara. So says the Rashbam again. It's as if you have 2 fields. V'chi tema. What do you want to tell me? Kim and Dolahavi base core, lo kachi. That tent is not big enough. It can't even be makdish it. Is that you want to tell me? So what is it? Just a rock? Just a hole in the ground? V'hatanya, sade. Ma tamad lomer. Why did it say an extra word, sade? Lefi shenemar zera chomers ar mechamishim shekel kesef. Since it says it's 50 shekel per chomer, which is a beisah, ain li ela shekdish b'din hazeh. I only know you donate that size. Menayin l'rabos, lesech, or chati lesech, all the different shiurim. All smaller. Lesech, whatever, lesech, chati lesech, saw, a tarkov, chati tarkov. How do we know you can donate such sizes? Tamad lomar, sadeh, mikol makom. Makes no difference. So what do you see? Don't tell me that. Well, it's only a rock, it's too small, can't be donated. Absolutely not. Again, going back. Why is it separate? Why is it done separately? So Amar of Ukva Archama, Hacha ben Akavim Malayim Mayim Askinan. We're talking about a hole full of water. The Lav Bene Zriya Ninhu. Ah, it's not Zriya. You can't plant there. So the Gemara's going to answer that in a minute. Dekonami, I'll prove to you that it's true. You know why? Dektani domi dislayim. It's just like a rock. Just like a rock. Can't put on a rock. Shmami na. What do you see from here? that you're right. The reason why it's treated differently is because it's not really a field. What is it? It's like a chair. I can't plant the chair. I don't need a table to the base of the mitzvah. I can't plant the table. I can't plant the rock. I can't plant the hole full of water. Doesn't have a shame field. Happens to be in the field. So what? That's why it's treated differently. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, Tosso says, Ihachi should not be, there shouldn't say Ihachi. What do you mean, if that's true? Now that you've said this, I'll ask you a kasha and what if it's less than 10 tefachim? Then we said what? Then it's considered as if it's part of the field. Why? Can't plant it in. So Tosso says, what do you mean, Ihachi? Now that we've said this, you can always say this question. Oh, this question always was applied.
Right, nothing to do with it.
So he changed it, should say ul taimech, and now that you hold this way, then what? That it's totally in whether or not it can plant. Then another following question. Afilu pachas mikanami. Then what's the difference if it's less than 10 tefachim? Also can't plant. It should also be the din of a chair. So Gemara says, no, you're right. Technically you're right. Hanu nagani da'ara. They're called, what's nagani da'ara? Mikri. They're called, I don't know, cracks, shadri, da'ara, mikri. They're called small holes of water. In other words, basically, says the Rashbam, it's a machila. A mochel. There's a little rock on the field. I'm going to make a whole stink about it. Nah, mochel. There's a little bit of a little water over there accumulates. A mochel. You're right. Really, I can't plant a rock no matter how small it is. But the answer is a mochel. It's a machila. So it's a machila. It's included in the field. If it's so big already, it's not included. Hachamai. What about our case of a sale? Right? That's what all this is doing here. What about our case was? Our Mishnah said, you sell a field, and there's rocks and whatnot. What did we say? They're not included. Right? What about if they're full of water?
The dry or is it full of water?
What?
Is it dry or is it full of water?
Right. Hachamai, what's the story by us? So Amar of Papa, Afal Pisha Ein Malei Yimayim. Even if they're dry, why? If they're dry, you can plant in the hole. The hole, maybe, yeah. The rock, you still can't. But in the hole, you can plant. So what?
A bore rake.
Yeah, it's an empty hole, so why not? Why wouldn't that be included? The only reason why we're excluding it from a Se'achuza is because it's full of water. Otherwise, plant in there. So why not over here? My timer, you know why? In other words, they're not paying money for a field. The yiru lo kishnayim b'shloshim makomos, and I have to. It looks like two or three fields. In other words, if it's so deep, I have to take my threshing and my plow and my all to go down into that hole. It's a whole other parsha. In other words, nobody. That's not what he agreed to. Very sorry. It's not what he agreed to. Right? Since it's not what he agreed to, it's not included. Okay, that's the bottom line. Maskifla, Ravina, Vadumi to Slime Katoni. Wait a minute. But it's like, it's Dumi to Slime. Maslaim, Lavnez Vianinu, Afhaninami, Lavnez Vianinu. Right? They're like rocks you can't plant. No. Says the Gemara, no. Ki Katoni, Dumi to Slime. When do we say that rocks are like the holes? Apachos Mikan. Only if it's less than 10 Tvachim. But if it's more than 10 tefachim, they're entirely different. I can plant in a hole. I might not want to. Not like the Beis HaMikdash, which is just a value issue. I might not want to. I would never agree to that. But I could. On a rock, I physically can't. So that's only talking about if it's less than 10. Even though a minute ago, we said, it's talking about if it's more than 10. Right? Tosfos, the Rosh Hashanah also says, alright, that's a kind of a kash like that. Alright. It made a lot of sense to say that the ratio was talking about that we're comparing the rocks and the holes when it was more than 10. And here it makes a lot of sense to say, well, I'm comparing it when it's less than 10. When it's very small. When you can't plant. So you can use that comparison. It's not etched in stone. Just because it says rocks and holes, they have to be the same. They have to be the same. Why it has to be the same halacha? I'm just giving you different examples. So it made sense to say in the ratio they're talking about the same case. And it makes sense that we're talking about the same case when it's less than 10. Not going to die from that kasha. Okay? Good? Right. Next. I don't know if you read the parentheses or not. It makes no difference. Okay, this is, you have to hold cup a little bit for this because it's a little complicated and then it's not terrible. Amar B'Yitzchak. We said, Trashim Sha'amru. We said that if the rocks are less than 10 tvachim, they're included. What if you have 95% of the field with rocks less than 10 tvachim? It's all included. That didn't give him a field. You gave him a quarry. I want to plant my crops. 95% of the field's full of rocks. By the way, it's less than 10 tvachim. Each one has little tiny rocks. All pebbles. The whole thing. So is there a cutoff like that? Is there a cutoff when I could say, come on? Says Rabbi Yitzchak, yeah. Trashim sha'amru, that's only true if it's base arbaz kabed. I think this is the pshat. The article will, all the rocks have to add up to less than a 4 kav. Right? Which the article says is 2.2% of the field. That's the cutoff. If it's more than that, I don't care how small the rocks are. Right? 2.2% of the field, that's the cutoff. There can't be a kid of more rocks than that. Even if they're tiny. And by a field with so many rocks. That already I'm being mochel. That already would say it's a mechila. Right? More than that, it's not a mechila. I bought a field to plant. I didn't buy a field to look at it, to stare at the rocks. They're all tiny rocks. It makes no difference. This thing about 10 tvachim is only if it's 4 kav in a field of 30 saw. 4 kav in a field of 30 saw is a 2% ratio. That people are mochel. More than that already, it's too much. I don't know about a little pebble. I don't know what the cutoff is. But you get the idea. You get the idea. So Amar of Ukva Bar Chama, v'hu shemuv lo'in b'chameshes kavin. Not only that, these 4 kav have to be in an area of 5 kav. In other words, this 4 kav of pebbles can't be spread out in a greater area than 5 kav. What? That answers your question. Ruchia bar Abba Omar, Rabbi Yochanan? No, even more so. V'hu shemuvlo in beruba shel sada. It could be spread out in the majority of the field. Is that how they translate it? It could be spread out in the majority of the field, which is much more mako. Right? Instead of saying that the pebbles are isolated in a 5 kav area, they could be isolated in rove of the field. Can't be more than rove. So it can be spread out the whole field, half the field. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks the following question. Ruben b'miyuta, umu'utun b'beruba mahu. What if you have... Right? But the other way around. Okay, so what does that mean? They're not measured. Why? Because there's too many.
It's too much.
So therefore, it's excluded. Right?
And his question actually is.
And his question comes back. His question is even stronger. Yeah. And then the other sheet that holds, no, it's the rove of the field. Right? If it's spread out over so much area, it's not included. Right. So now the Gemara asks, what is that? Ruben b'miyuta mutum b'beruva. What does that mean? That means, Im Ruben, I'm reading from the Rashbam. Im Ruben shall Dalad Kav. If the rove of Dalad Kav is the Hainu Test Ravine, Bazayin Sa, which is 9, what's the ratio here? 9 quarters and 7? How do they ask this question? If the majority of the 4 Kav are within a minority area, or the other way around?
Right. While the remaining 1 3/4 kav are spread over 9 saw.
Right. Or the other way around. Or what? So 2.5 kav are spread over 9 saw. Or.
Right. So even though together they're 4 kav.
But they're in too much. They're in too close. They're too close together.
No, they're not too close. You have one hand that's very concentrated, one hand that's spread out.
Right.
When you put the total together, it's 4 kav.
Right.
But the way that they split is you have one in the minority area, one in the majority area.
Or the other way around.
So the question is,
do they combine? Teku. Okay? Teku. Nothing to say about that. It's a teku. By Rabbi Yirmiya, what about Kishir Mahu? What about if it's shaped like a circle? So what's the problem with shaped like a circle? If it's shaped like a circle, all these questions are going to be teku. Kishir Mahu, Kishur Mahu, it's shaped like a row. All these are problems. Why are they problems? Because You have to. You can't harvest. You can't plant and harvest. It's such a what?
It's
a useless field. Exactly. It's not even the shear, but it's in such a configuration. You make the whole field useless. Every time a circle. Every time I want to use the plow, I got to move. It's in a row. It's a nice long row. It took my whole field away. Or it's studded in mahu. It looks like horns, like from a stadium. You see the horns. Derech alkes on mahu, or it's crooked like that, like a letter M or a W. Mahu. All that is teku. On the one hand, what's the question? On the one hand, it's not the shear, but on the other hand, it effectively made it that it's impossible for you to plant over there. How do you clean that rock? Okay.
Yeah, who's paying for that?
Tana.
Who's paying for that?
Tana, we gotta move. Tana. Im ha'yisel yichidi, if it's yisel yichidi, what does yisel yichidi mean? Afilu kolshu, even if it's a tiny amount, ein nidar inim, it's not included. Even if it's a tiny one. For Tosfos makes much more sense. He says it has some kind of name. Maybe it's a marker or some kind of nick. The kids use that as a marker when they play football. Some kind of indication that has chashivas on its own right. It's tiny, doesn't make a difference. It's called a chashiv. Rosh Mahmoud, the whole pshat, if next to the field, not in the field, I don't understand that pshat. But if it's next to the boundary, doesn't count. Why? Because if it's next to the boundary, you can't put the plow there. By your papa, what about mufsak offer b'neihem mahu? What about if there's dirt there? Teku. By your bashi, offer mumata v'tum milmala. What if the dirt's on the bottom and the rock's on top? Offer mumala v'tum milmata. The offer's on the top and the tum is on the bottom. Again, teku. All that is a teku. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah and then we'll stop. Mishnah. Base core offer animochala. If someone says, I'm selling you a base core offer animochala, I'm selling you, mida b'chevel. And we're going to measure with a rope. We're going to be so exact, we're going to take a rope, we're going to measure the base core. I don't want to cheat you, not one inch. Pachas, pikes kal shehu. If it's too small, yinake. Reduce the price. Hosir kal shehu. If it's too big, yachzir, return the money. Why do you reduce the price? What are you going to get? You're going to give back an inch of land. I think I can do an inch of land. So as a takanas chachamim, they said, you know what, give back, take more money. Give back a tiny inch of land. What are you going to do with that? Vimamar hein chesser hein yeser. But if you said, all right, we'll make it more or less, whatever it is, hein chesser hein yeser, it's a little more, a little less, then you mochel, you have to be exactly on the inch. No, it's an inch over, it's okay. Afilu piches rov al asah, even a quarter per saw. Oh, hosir rov al asah, higiyu. The sale stands. Yeser mikan. If it's more than that, then everybody yasa cheshbin. Then everybody got to make a cheshbin. Why? That's too large of a mistake. Mahu machzir lo. What do you return? Now already you return most. Why? Because the field's chashev. This extra area is chashev by itself. You don't have to say I'm sorry. Ma machzal mos. V'yimratza machzal karka. If the guy wants, if the seller wants, he can get the karka back. So you know what? I can sell it to someone else. It's such a big mistake. I can get that karka back. I'll sell it to someone else. If he wants, he can take the money. Again, why? Because it's not an area big enough to sell. If he wants to sell it, let him go sell it. V'lama amru machzal mos. Why do we say they return the money? Liafos choko shomokar. We're doing the favor to the seller. What's he going to do with 3 inches of land? Right? If he wants it back, give it back to him. Shimshaya besada base tisha kabin. But if you leave over an area of 9 kav, such a huge mistake. Ubegina base chati kav, or the garden, half a kav, which is the shear for a garden. Ukadivir bekiva base rova, and according to bekiva, that shear. Then, maxalo is a karka. You return the karka. Velo is a rova bulvadu maxer, ls kol hamoser. So you say like this, well, I made a huge, crazy mistake. So I'm going to give you back up to the level where we'll mochel. No. If you make a mistake like that, you give back to the original amount. You don't say, well, anyway, there's a mechila of X amount, so I'll give you back up to the X. Absolutely not. Once there's a huge mistake like that, you have to give back, you give back the whole thing. What?
Yes, with the wine.
Yeah. Exactly, with the wine. Right, well, I made a mistake, I'll give you back a reveal. No, you give the whole thing back. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, and tomorrow we'll resume the Gemara. We'll continue in the Gemara. Everyone have a good day.